USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and his wife Jill spent part of their Christmas Eve visiting patients at the Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C.
We're wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday, but most of all, health. Good health in the new year to all of you kids and to your parents and your families.
There's a long-standing tradition of first ladies celebrating the holidays at the hospital. But according to the White House, this is the first time a sitting president has taken part in the ceremony. Omicron has hit the airlines hard. More than 2,000 flights have been canceled due to staffing and other shortages. Many Christmas travelers are stranded at the airport. Michelle and John Page were traveling from Southern California.
We had to switch airports. They canceled flights out of San Diego, canceled flights out of Orange County, and then everyone had to go to LAX to get here.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
If you're still waiting for Santa Claus to arrive with your presents, the North American Aerospace Defense Command is once again tracking Santa Claus's journey across the globe with updates available online. NORAD, which is responsible for airspace security over the United States and Canada, are tracking him, and you can watch live on NORAD's website. You can also call the hotline at 1-877-HI-NORAD. They've been tracking Santa since 1955, when a local newspaper's ad for a hotline to allow children to speak to Santa featured a number misprint. Instead of reaching Santa Claus, the phone rang through to the crew commander on duty, the U.S. Air Force Colonel Harry Shoup. He worked at the Continental Air Defense Commander Operations Center, which was the predecessor to NORAD. Colonel Shoup quickly realized a mistake had been made, and he assured the children that he was Santa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Trump ally Kash Patel said when he appeared before the January 6th committee, he was surprised they didn't ask him about the timeline.
It's out there publicly, the DOD timeline. The 9-page document is unclassified that was signed off by the Secretary of Defense, the Chairman, the Secretary of the Army, the Deputy Secretary of Defense, the Office of the Secretary of Defense, and a dozen other agencies within the Department of Defense. And what does it show? It shows our actions, DOD, from end of December through January 7th approximately, and that's the key document. And I highlight that document because it is the definitive document of DOD's involvement. Now, if you think our timeline is biased, I'd ask you to flip to the DOD Inspector General's report released less than 2 months ago, which said in sum, the Department of Defense did not delay in their response on January 6th, acted appropriately and without politics. And that's what our DOD mission is. And, you know, look, we've asked the committee to release the transcript because we want the American public, that's what constitutional oversight of Congress is all about, like we did in Russiagate, to read it for themselves. So hopefully they'll do that soon. You know, they refused to wait to lift the subpoena, even though I was in there for 5 hours, answered every question they asked, because I have nothing to hide and I want the truth to come out. And let me just say this. They didn't even bring up, I don't recall, the timeline. I had to submit it to them. And the Inspector General, I had to submit to them. And I was prepared to go in depth into those two documents, and we spent a minute or two on them in those 5 hours.
He spoke on John Solomon Reports podcast. You're listening to USA Radio News.